You're listening to SBS News.
It was a mighty military display over the skies of the nation's capital, with a flypast of more than 60 aircraft helping to mark the Royal Australian Air Force and its 100 years of service. The Air Force Band also helping to celebrate. The event honours the 350,000 Australians who served in the Air Force since its inception in 1921. Prime Minister Scott Morrison paid tribute to those who served.
And their motto is through struggle to the stars. And what they've been able to achieve over the last century, all of us as Australians are incredibly proud of, and we thank all of those who served in Iraq.
It was also a moment to honour Australia's fallen soldiers. Air Force Chief Mal Hupfeld paid tribute to the more than 11,000 of those who served and made the ultimate sacrifice.
All who proudly serve in Air Force carry a deep sense of duty to our nation and will serve to safeguard its future for the generations that will follow us. This is the pledge that we make to the Australian people. Then, now, always.
Stories of adventure and bravery abound, and closer to home, 57-year-old Karen McDonald joined the Air Force as a medical assistant 5 days before her 21st birthday. She was inspired by her grandfather and uncle, who both served in the Second World War. She says she'd do it all again if she had the chance.
First World War, Second World War, the amount that Australia is given to the country, to the world, you think, yeah, it's a pretty damn good military, really.
The Air Force was also given a new colour on behalf of the Queen to mark the special occasion. Plans for a new military space command were also revealed today. Air Force Chief Mal Hupfeld says it's due to be established next year and draw expertise from all parts of the Australian Defence Force.
Making our use of space far more effective and efficient. And if we can do that, then we can, you know, better respond to some of the challenges that we're starting to see in space and those that might challenge the international order, particularly in space. And what's good behaviour in space? People are launching satellites left, right and centre. How do we make sure we can control that? How can we make sure we're aware of what's happening in space?
Hashela Kumarawansa, SBS News.